Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betrayed desire. And a piece of the game. Even though I know at the bone, I'll show all my cruel and cold like a dove. Fight on my rage, I am filled up for rain in a cave. Fight on my rage, I am filled up for rain in a cave.
To another edition of IMAC with your host, me, McCorley Matthew, and my co-host, Will, Willie Boy Rameau. How's it going, Will?
Hey, nothing much. How are you doing?
Doing good. 6 days away from Halloween. I'm excited. Not because I'm going to go to any parties or anything, but I'm excited just for the holiday itself. You know, to see a lot of people dressing up in different horror movie costumes and cartoon characters and different types of outfits. and kids are going to be trick-or-treating, you know. What are you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, do you know what you're going to be?
Me? I'm going to be me? I'm not going to be dressing up. I told you, I don't plan on going to any Halloween parties this year. I was invited to one today, but I've been too tired, you know, this week and today to even, like, do anything. So I didn't go this year, and I don't have a costume for this year either. So, but I'm just going to watch and monitor. I might be an observer for the Halloween parade, which happens in it's in the East Village, right? I think that it happens. So I might go this year, and my baby sister is going to be trick or treating. She's going to be a princess, and I got her the Halloween bowl so she can grab some candy. So it's a fun holiday for most people, you know. This is a time of year where you could be a movie star or superhero or supervillain, you know?
Yep.
And I was on TMZ. TMZ has some Halloween pictures. Well, some people who have already dressed up for Halloween for different Halloween parties. Mm-hmm. And it looks like some popular Halloween costumes are Ray Rice dragging a female doll, and Adrian Peterson carrying a baby doll with a latch, with a switch, I should say.
Crazy.
So those are some of the popular costumes that's out there right now.
Yeah, I also heard that, you know, Frozen, you know, a bunch of ladies want to dress up as...
I heard about that, yep. Yeah. excuse me. Yeah, I heard about... Frozen Princess. People are going as Iron Man. A lot of Iron Man costumes.
Yep.
I went as Iron Man 2 years ago. Spider Woman, even. Beetlejuice. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of popular costumes. Me, I prefer the Ray Rice with the female doll. I mean, that's what I would just.
I wouldn't either.
Just as a gag, you know?
But you know, what was I going to say? That was something I was going to say. Something just crossed in my mind. You know what's one thing people never dress up as?
What?
People have always dressed up as various different things. One thing no one's ever thought of dressing up as.
What?
Santa Claus.
People dress up as Santa Claus during Halloween.
I wouldn't. But wouldn't that be funny? No one ever thought of that.
I guess it's because, like, you know, you could dress up as Santa Claus during Christmas time, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm surprised, you know, there's always people who want to break the rules and, you know, do their own thing. You know who?
Right.
You know, I just thought of who might do something like that.
Who?
Mick Foley. He's one of, like, three. Remember when he was on the show? It was this Raw, right? He was on... last week. When he basically was, you know, hyping up the you know, the Hell in the Cell, and he was saying he's wearing a Santa shirt for like 300 days in a row or something like that. So he might be the first person ever to do that, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
You know, that's a good idea. That gives me an idea for Halloween next year. But I know there probably have been people who do it as a joke. You know, I'm sure it's been done before, but I mean, I don't think it's a good idea. You know, Halloween time. You know.
Yeah, it would be weird.
But I would do it as a gag. I would just do it just to mess with people. You know, that is a good idea though.
It just crossed my mind.
Even as evil Santa Claus.
Yeah, you know, maybe people have dressed up as evil Santa Claus, but no one's ever did the, you know, the old Saint Nick, basically.
Right. Yeah, that's very interesting.
So maybe there's an exclusive, folks, an IMAC exclusive.
Yeah, I'm going to, next year, yeah, when I go to the Halloween parties, that's going to be a great idea for me to think of, because this year I can't think of anything. I appreciate it, Will. Thanks. I'll credit you for that idea.
No problem.
What else is going on?
You're dressing up as Max, you know, you might get some candy this year.
Oh, well, I always get candy anyway.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But, you know, it's Halloween season right now, and scary thing that's going on right now is this Ebola virus.
Yep.
And it's right in our hometown of New York City, it looks like, right now.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't heard, one of the New York doctors from West Africa who was treating patients over there came to New York, and looks like he's had the Ebola virus. Somehow he got infected, even though these doctors, they use, you know, they take very, you know, serious precautions, and he's very careful. They're very careful in treating these patients, but somehow they're still ending up getting infected with this virus. And so this doctor, he's been in New York City for what, a few weeks or something?
Yeah, I think so.
He's been on a train, he's going to the restaurants, a bowling alley, and it caused some mass hysteria in New York City. You know, I was reading Twitter feed, you know, posts on Twitter and Facebook, people wanting to move out of New York because they think it's going to spread like wildfire. You know, people just panicking for no reason. And you know, to some extent, I was panicking also. I did text you that I was moving to Canada.
All right.
But I canceled my flight, so. I canceled my flight, so. But it looks like, I mean, the only way you can get the Ebola virus is through bodily fluid. So even if this guy touched a pole on a train or touched, you know, a surface on a table in a restaurant, you're not going to get anything by contact. You have to get it from bodily fluids. He would have to spit on you or ejaculate in your eye. I'm saying, though, that's how you can get it.
What about if he spit on his hand and touched the, you know, the pole? You know, well, the subway pole, and you happen to touch it.
Then that would be a different story. If you end up touching your mouth, then, yeah, there's a possibility you could get it that way.
Mm.
Yeah. But it looks like they're treating him right now, and hopefully, you know, he'll be free of the virus, just that nurse, that Dallas nurse who got infected. I don't know what they're using to treat these people. I don't know if this drug that they're using is temporarily wipes out the virus, or if they can, if from somewhere down the line, if the virus comes back later into their system, you know. So I don't know if it's temporary or if these people are going to live with this virus permanently, where it, you know, it comes back again. So I'm not sure how this treatment is working, you know?
Your guess is as good as mine, man.
Yeah, because they're not releasing much information about it. You know, I guess, you know, they put it in remission or something, you know, and then, you know, there's a chance it might come back later. You know, I'm not sure how that works.
I think there was something like, you know, with the treatment is the you know, I'm trying to think what they said. Like, I think the cells in your body like fights the thing.
Right.
And that's how.
I see.
Really, no cure, really, or something like that. It's like just. I think maybe you mentioned it like or something.
Yeah, puts it in remission or something like that, right?
Something like, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know the specifics of this treatment or
but
this disease.
But I'm playing one on online radio right now, so it's free. Expect to get my doctor at the end of the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's getting treated. So people need to calm down in New York City. Like, it's not going to spread. You know, people need to calm their asses down. What else is going on?
You heard, what was that show? Honey Boo Boo show got canceled?
I was just about to talk about that.
Reading each other's
You read
mind.
My mind.
Yeah, I did.
TLC canceled Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. And they canceled the show after finding out Mama June, who's the mother on the show, she's seeing the guy that molested her daughter. And this dude went to jail. Well, he spent time in prison for 10 years. He molested Mama June's daughter when the daughter was 8 years old. The daughter's now 20, I think. And so the guy just got in prison, and Mama June is seeing him, and the TLC found out about this, and they canceled the show because they feel Mama June is putting her children in jeopardy by having this child molester in the house.
That is weird.
It is, man. These hillbillies, man. I swear.
She's dating the dude who molested her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It doesn't. And good job by TLC on canceling the show. I mean, they did the right thing, you know?
For real.
I mean, the show, I watched the first season. It was entertaining. But, you know, I haven't seen it since the first season. But I heard ratings were slipping a bit anyway. But, yeah, I mean, it's disgusting, you know?
It is. That is just weird.
And Mama June is not one of the most attractive people on the earth, I'll say that. Like, I one episode she was showing, like, I think she had, like, some kind of residue under her chin or something like that. Or...
Oh, man, please.
Oh, disgusting, man.
I don't even want to think about that.
Ugh. And her feet are, like, awful. Like, I don't know who could date a person like that, but... Better him than me. That's for sure. But yeah, that's sickening, man. How you could date someone who molested your own daughter. Like, I would never, ever get in contact with someone like that again.
Oh, yeah. That's like, I don't know if you've ever seen Precious, that film years ago.
Yeah, I have, yeah, with Monique and...
The girl who played Precious. Oh, Gabby Sibide, right, that's her name.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what happened in the story. You know, Monique's character was dating her boyfriend who was, you know, molesting, you know, Precious, basically.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for people out there. I apologize if you didn't see it, but, you know, that's basically what happened.
Exactly.
That's just crazy.
It's disgusting, man.
They
need to get Honey Boo Boo out of that house. For real.
Maybe they might do that because it's like, this lady doesn't care about putting her other kids in danger because she just... Looking out for number one right there.
Oh, yeah.
Having sex with a guy. Not only a child molester, but
she's looking out for number one and McDonald's number two.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, you said it. It's like this lady, like, he molested your own child. You can't have him anywhere near children anymore. And he's pretty much a convict. He's been convicted of a...
He is a convict.
Yeah. The criminal, man.
Yeah, and she's having sex with a dude I'm speechless, man.
It's disgusting.
Her
story is disgusting.
What are you saying?
Her and the story is disgusting.
There's nothing more else that could be said. I mean, it's a good decision by TLC. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Sickening.
Sorry for the fans who love the show and you know they're affected, but Mama June, she brought it on herself. Why in good conscience would she be with the guy? It's going to be weird if the guy pops from the show and then you know that he was with the little girl.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been with her. I forget, he could have been with Honey Boo Boo and her other siblings. We don't know
Honey Boo Boo, I mean, he's been in prison for 10 years, it looks like. So he hasn't, okay. I don't think he's done anything Honey Boo Boo yet. Hopefully he doesn't do anything to her.
Oh, shoot. The mom don't mind. The mom literally don't mind if she's with the dude.
Yeah.
If he could do that to one of her kids, what's going to stop him from doing that to the other ones if he hasn't done it already that we know of?
Sick. It's sick, man.
I messed up. That's some Sandusky stuff going on.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Hillbilly stuff.
I don't even know what to say, man. I guess we should just move on, man.
Let's move on. That's a good idea.
I'm straight up getting really pissed off by this story.
Yeah. Let me move on from it. Renee Zellweger.
Oh, right.
She got the Michael Jackson syndrome. She pretty much transformed her face, and now she looks like a different person now.
She does. And you know what's funny? I saw it, like, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. I'm like, yeah, she's different. She looked older. She must have had, like, plastic surgery. And then it was, like, until maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Probably it was Thursday. I was like, it really flashed in my head. What was the difference? She did this because, you know, her eyes are usually, you know, squinty. You know what
You're
I mean?
Right.
So that's basically the main, that was the major thing that she did with the surgery.
I think she's had more than that. She looks like she's changed her nose.
Oh,
her
yeah,
cheek,
of course. Yeah.
Her eyes.
She probably had Botox because her face, she looks much older than she did. I mean, obviously, you know, people haven't seen her in years, but she looks
right.
like, you know, plastic surgery made her look older. And then you come, and then she did, you know, her, I don't know, eyelid lifting or whatever the heck they called it. You know, she did. Into her eyes, man. She should have just left herself alone.
Well, you know, before this, I thought she looked older before the surgery. She was looking a little older. You know, this is not the same Renee Zellweger that was in Jerry Maguire or that Jim Carrey comedy movie. I forget the name of it. I actually think this surgery made her look younger.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I actually think she looks younger now because, like, 2 years ago, this chick I thought was looking old.
I think it's because of her eyes, you know. That's why made her look older.
Yeah. But she reappeared now, and, like, she looks like a whole new person.
She definitely does.
That's what plastic surgery can do to you. I mean, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's her body. She can do what she wants, and she wants to change her appearance, and let her, you know, it's her money. I'm not going to front, like, if I start to look older, I might consider getting plastic surgery also, but I won't overdo it like some of these celebrities would overdo it, you know?
What's the point? I mean, what's the point? Just deal with it. I mean, it happens. It's a fact of life, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying people shouldn't do it. I mean, I understand, you know, some people want to take care of some stuff. I mean, just my opinion. But to me, it's not worth it. I mean, look what happened to Kanye West's mother. Heidi Montag, she almost got killed doing like 10 surgeries a day. I mean, it's not worth it. I mean, there's some people who botch surgeries and die from it. I mean, it's just not worth it.
I just get Botox on my balls. Just to clear up the wrinkles, you know, when I get older.
No, I didn't hear the phone call for me. I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, I said, like, when I get older, I'll just get Botox on my balls to clear up the wrinkles, you know. That's probably one of the plastic surgeries I'd get. But other than that, I wouldn't overdo it. But yeah, she looks like a whole different person nowadays. And hopefully she can start acting again. You know, I think she's she's one of the best actresses in Hollywood. You know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was a good actress. Hopefully
this will land her roles again.
Maybe, but then again, that might scare people off. Because, you know, she looks completely different. I don't know, who knows?
Yeah. Anyway, I want to play a clip. This is one of the most unprofessional clips you'll see. San Francisco tour guide is in the, she's on a tour bus, and as a tour bus is driving through, you heard about this, right?
The camera?
Yeah, it's driving through San Francisco Chinatown, I think, and she's just going off on Chinatown, how much she hates it, she used to live there, and it has a bunch of noise, a bunch of people, and this, I think this ended up getting her fired, right?
Yeah, it did, temporarily.
Okay. Oh, so she's going to be back?
Yeah, I'll explain after you play the clip.
Okay, let me play it for you.
All these people walking down the street every day, I can't even get home at night. Fuck your preschools and your little preschoolers making all that noise at 6 in the morning when I was trying to live here. Fuck your salons. Fuck your little herb gardens. Fuck your little seafood fucking markets with your turtles and your frogs inside, okay? Okay, when you come to America, you gotta assimilate a little bit. And here in America, we don't eat turtles and frogs, okay? But they gotta bring that here to America, okay? There's a limit, okay? You gotta assimilate a little bit, Chinatown. Fuck your laundry hanging out the windows. Fuck your three or four people inside each one of your little SROs, okay? Fuck your noise. Fuck your parades. Fuck your dragons. Fuck this shit. Fuck Chinatown, okay? Fuck them. Okay, but I want you guys to know I have horse tail and your fucking ginseng. Fuck your little hair salons where nobody in there knows how to fucking speak English. Fuck this bullshit. Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your little BART stop that you're building here, which is fucking up traffic for the entire neighborhood, okay? Fuck your Chinatown gates. Fuck your jade. Nobody wears jade anymore. Fuck your knockoff-ass purses and your knockoff-ass fucking suitcases and your t-shirts. Fuck you. Fuck you, Chinatown. All right. Not only, okay, we have a Chinatown in my hometown of Los Angeles that is way cleaner, way better restaurants, not as many people. This is a horrible place to live. If you are considering moving to San Francisco, although this is the cheapest neighborhood, do not live here. I have learned my lesson. These people wake you up at 6 in the morning. They make all this goddamn noise all the time. Okay, there's too many of them out here. Okay, you can't see it now, but during the day, just to walk down these streets is like shoulder-to-shoulder traffic. It is ridiculous. Okay? Fuck Chinatown. 1, 2, 3. Fuck Chinatown!
She went in. She Wait. Went in on that. Wow.
Yeah, that's not the clip I thought it was. I thought you were talking about the school bus driver the black lady who was like working, and while she was driving, she stopped and was like taking a selfie with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, I heard about that one also, but no, this one was a San Francisco tour guide, and she was, as the tour bus is going through Chinatown, she's just cursing and insulting Chinatown and, the Chinatown salons and apartments and the noise and their Chinatown parade, you know, she's going off, and look, she ended up getting fired because of it.
Oh, that story, I have no idea about that story. This is new. This story is news to me.
Yeah, that's so unprofessional for like her to do. Like, I mean, damn, you can't be doing stuff like that on the job. You know, you gotta hide your hatred for something. You know, on the job.
Well, she shouldn't be a bigot to begin with, but I mean, come on, she should have.
Yeah, it's race. That was a racist rant right there.
It was. There's nothing. There's no, you know, I'm trying to look up the words. There's no, you know, like, words that you could be like, maybe she's misunderstood. No, that that was straight up, you know.
That was straight up racist. Hell yeah. And, like, I heard some people clapping.
Well,
we're just as racist as her.
Well, there are some racist people out here still in 2014.
God damn. And I've been to the Chinatown here in New York is not that bad. I've been there, you know, many times. And,
well,
you know,
apparently she would hate that too.
Yeah, well, too bad for her. She was shit. Now she's going to have a hard time getting her nails done at any of these salons. Because who do you think gets nails? Asian people. Good luck with that. Going to be walking around with some messed up nails. Freddy Krueger. And here's another clip I want to play real quick before we wrap up. Ice Cube on Jimmy Kimmel. And he's done this skit before, but this week he was on the show, and Jimmy Kimmel had him say nice things in the Ice Cube manner. You know how Ice Cube in his movies is a tough, angry guy?
Uh-huh.
Well, so Jimmy Kimmel gives him nice things to say, but he has to say nice things angrily in Ice Cube way, you know?
Right.
All right, let me play it.
So the last time you were here, we did something. I don't know what, if you'd call it an experiment or what it was, but I know that a lot of the films you're in, you are you're a tough guy. You're very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And so last time you were here, I gave you some lines that are very wholesome, friendly. You call it what you will.
Yeah.
You read those lines aloud. It became a huge hit on YouTube. And I figure you must have some anger that you could reach down deep inside and claim for us tonight, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. So here's how this is going to go. I'll read a line, and then you give it back to us, but in Ice Cube style.
Okay?
Here we go. Yes, I would like to add baby spinach to my breakfast smoothie.
Yeah, I would like to add some baby spinach to my breakfast smoothie.
Rainbows are majestic visions that remind us how beautiful life truly is.
Man, damn, rainbows are majestic. What are they? Majestic what?
Visions.
Visions. Yeah, they visions that remind us how beautiful life truly is, punk.
Thank you for the Crate and Barrel gift card. You always know what to get me.
Thank you for that dumbass Crate and Barrel gift card. You always know what to get me.
I would love to give you a ride to the airport. That's what friends do for each other.
Man, I would love to give your broke ass a ride to the airport. That's what friends do for each other.
One more. One more. This is a romantic line. All right. Baby, this weekend it's going to be nothing but you and me picking apples in Maine.
Baby, this weekend it ain't going to be nothing but me and you picking apples in Maine and tapping that ass.
Thank you, everybody. The Book of Life is in theaters now. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Did you know there are things other than pornography on the internet?
Okay. All right. So that was Ice Cube reading saying nice things, but in an angry Ice Cube way. Mm. With that, Will, you got anything else?
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, he ended his feud with that Coors Light bottle.
Yeah. It was long coming.
Yeah. That was nice. I mean, I'm glad there's closure on that story. But seriously, you know, thanks for having me on the show. Check out my show, Sports Urban Legend, every Sundays at 6 p.m. And return this week, Saturday at 11 p.m. And check out IMAC with your host, Macaulay Mack.
All right, guys. Have a safe Halloween. See you guys here next week. usual time, Saturdays at 11, and check out Will's show, Sports Urban Legend, tomorrow at 6. Peace.